that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We create it as a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Thursday, July the 31st, 2008 broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on the web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local. You don't want to miss a moment of this broadcast. Some of the items that we'll cover include retaining information heard on Become Vocal Local, success in Tennessee, a testimonial from a listener, the revolution continues, campaign for liberty expanding, your calls, and much more. I welcome your calls, your comments, and your questions as they relate to the topics that we discuss here on Become Vocal Local at 1-800-313-9443. I encourage you to listen very closely, take notes, access our RBN show archives, and download a copy of today's broadcast onto disc or CD. For those without internet access, copies of these broadcasts are available on CD directly from RBN. Simply call 1-800-724-2719. So again, the RBN listener call-in line is 1-800-313-9443. And please make a note of it. You know, I received a lot of very interesting emails over the last week, and I'm going to share one of them with you today. But before I do, I want to get into a concept with you just briefly as to how you can make the most out of these broadcasts. We might think of this as a one-room internet homeschool class for young and old alike, and certainly for neither the love of money will you find much of this information being taught in the schools today or our universities. So each one of these broadcasts will be like a class, if you will, that may never be taught again. One time and poof, out into cyberspace, never to return. So let's not depend on our crutches, if you will. Archives, notepads, and even filing cabinets carry no guarantees. When Bibles were banned in the Soviet Socialist Republics, it was only those who had internalized and memorized the scripture that kept Russian Orthodox Christianity alive in their areas of influence. I'm already at work developing course outlines, lesson plans, lecture topics, and guest lectures, if you will. So I value every moment of this airtime that John has provided here on Republic Broadcasting to me. And I know that the window of opportunity for the continuance of our great country is closing rapidly, and that I don't want to waste a moment of our time together. So I'll speak as plainly as I can, and in such a manner, and with such words and verbal helps, that everyone who listens will be able to grasp even the most complex of topics and concepts. So as time allows and the topics require, I will have notes and essays posted on more than one website available for free download in addition to the daily archives. Information that you hear today, you will quickly forget. I have read studies that have stated that within 24 hours, you will lose 90% of what you have only heard with your ears. If you take notes as you listen, download a copy of the archive broadcasts, and my written material for reviewing several times over a period of the next few days, you can increase dramatically your retention and comprehension of the material presented. And in that way, the information becomes yours, yours to keep, to use, and share with others. And remember that knowledge is power only when combined with action. Become Vocal Local. We'll take this break and be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
The world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
And we're back here on Become Vocal Local. Would like to share with you an email that I received from one of our listeners, Carol in Tennessee. And Carol, thank you so very much for sending this, because this is the kind of material that this broadcast is all about. When I start the broadcast, I say that I have good news, hard facts, and workable solutions. And this is some of the good news. It also talks about hard facts. It also talks about workable solutions, and I hope it'll be very useful for you to hear this. It starts off, William, the job of a vocal local is difficult, especially when you have a mayor who thinks he's a dictator and commission members who are members of his club. And isn't that just the truth? I've experienced it so many times, Carol, right on the money there. Continuing, but in the past 2 years, we have had successes, and that keeps us moving forward. Our first big victory was with the IPMC, that's the International Property Maintenance Code. After 6 months of speaking against it at every commission work session, meeting, calling commissioners, doing radio show interviews, and this is important, getting the commissioners to sit down and actually read it, finally, the code was dropped like a dirty T-shirt. The funny part was, no one wanted to take credit for being responsible for its introduction or its adoption. Currently, we are opposing the stormwater proposal to make buffer zones on either side of every stream in the county. This county is covered with little creeks not more than a foot wide, and the buffers would be wider than that. The proposal treats the huge river and the little creek just the same. Omitted from their summary was the fact that the buffer zones would be turned over to a third party. This fact was brought up during a 3-minute opportunity to speak, and the cost, per acre to the county was mentioned. A second speaker had done his homework and told the commission that our attorney general had ruled that they could not take land from property owners without just compensation. There was no directive from the state or the feds as to how much the owner was to receive. This means that the locals would be responsible for the cost, and it's always that way, Carol. The commission was not happy about this. They requested that a representative from the TDEC, which is the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation, come to speak to them. This is that introduction of the experts again, where the group always refers to the experts, and the experts say, going back to her email, it took until July to get a speaker, and when he did arrive, he gave only his canned speech. Yes, no questions posed to him were answered with long, 15-minute dissertations that never did answer the question. At the commission meeting, a military veteran told the commission that he was really hurt in that he had put his life on the line to protect personal freedoms in the war. And here they were, the commission, considering ignoring property rights of people in the county by voting to give their land to a third party. Shame on you. The commission has now established an ad hoc committee, another committee, another group, you know how it works, to find a solution to the dilemma. One commissioner said, quote, what if we spend a lot of time developing a plan and then TDEC rejects it, close quote. A second commissioner answered, quote, I'm not as concerned about what the state thinks as what our constituents think. Carol, I think you've got a good man there. Tomorrow night, Thursday, July the 31st, that would be tonight, is the first meeting of the Ad Hoc Buffer Zone Committee, setting up that new committee. Continuing from Carol's email, she says, personally, I see no way that there is a solution to this because these are diametrically opposed attitudes. And Carol, I would simply say, sit on this committee, go to every one of their meetings, and stay right with it, and continue to reveal the true nature of sustainable development to these committee members. And I think that you'll see that they're not quite as diametrically opposed as you might perceive. But let me continue. She says, I take heart knowing that after 2 years of speaking on property rights, freedom of speech, and other freedoms, that some members of this commission are beginning to consider these things before they even get to the meeting. Kudos to you, my dear. This is exactly what Become Vocal Local is all about. Continuing, we are fortunate to have a radio station with local programming sensitive to our stance. There's always an open invitation for an interview. Amen to that. You are most certainly fortunate to have a local radio station that will allow you to come onto the air. And if you ever need a place to talk, Carol, you're certainly welcome to come here and stand on the podium alongside myself. Now, here, this is interesting, the way she's phrased this. A third vocal local is fluoride in the water. That's gone to a lawsuit. A fourth vocal local is an ongoing investigation into the creative bookkeeping skills of our sheriff's department. A fifth vocal local is an ongoing investigation into the creative bookkeeping skills of our, a fifth vocal local is running non-machine candidates for open slots in the school board, judge, state representative, and for state senator. You ask for this information on what is going on locally? So here it is. Carol from Tennessee. And Carol, thank you so much for taking the time to put your thoughts on paper and send them off to me, because this is exactly the kind of material and precisely what I hope to see happening in not just one, not two, but thousands of counties across this state. Well, across this nation, we have 3,000 plus counties across the nation. And if we had an active Become Vocal Local group working in every one of those counties and in each of the precincts, our job would be 90% done. Let me go to another topic here. As I said earlier when I introduced the broadcast, I said that the revolution continues. Campaign for Liberty is expanding. I received an email from a lady, Deb Wells, and she is a Missouri Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty coordinator, I believe. We'll find out in the closing part here what her title is inside of this system. But here's the email. I think you'll enjoy it. Hello, everyone. Over the past several weeks, I've had the pleasure of working with a large network of volunteers across the country to organize the upcoming Rally for the Republic. There are several teams who are working diligently to make the Campaign for Liberty, the Rally for the Republic, and other events an experience we'll never forget. And of course, you know, the Rally for the Republic will be in St. Paul at the Target Center, I believe it is, coming up soon. Continuing from her email, I wanted to give you an update and let you know some of the great things in store for us. Please forward this to all on your distribution list and join our new Missouri Campaign for Liberty unofficial state chapter for the latest information. And she gives that website out. It's www.ronpaul.meetup.com/328. ronpaul.meetup.com/328 if you'd like to visit there. As most of you know, continuing from her email, the Rally for the Republic and other events in Minneapolis are designed to pull together the many, many people who work so hard on the Ron Paul campaign. It is meant to help heal the wounds suffered on the battlefield. So many more of us should have been delegates and alternates to the National Convention were it not for the strong-arm tactics used against us in our counties, our districts, and every state of the Union. We voted and fought our hearts out to elect Ron Paul delegates and alternates, and we are proud to have come so far. Okay, here's an update. Inside the body here. As of Monday, over 100 Missourians have purchased tickets to attend the Rally for the Republic on September the 2nd. There's your date. If you're unable to attend, we will bring home everything and learn and share it with you. Everything that we learn and share it with you. Continuing. Our delegates and alternates will once again find themselves in the belly of the beast to represent Ron Paul and the state of Missouri. They will be, and should be, given special treatment for their service, and Dr. Paul intends to spend quality time with them, all of them. They will receive free entry and special seating at the Rally for the Republic on Tuesday, September the 2nd, and will be properly recognized. If they decide to attend the RNC events that day instead, their seats will remain empty, and they will be recognized for their servants in their absence. Please join me in wishing Missouri's delegates and alternates the very best as they perform their duty in their roll call votes, possible committee selections, and efforts to change minds. In alphabetical order, they are Zachary Bergstresser, Catherine Blush, Gregory Powles, Matthew Goss, Wayne Griswold, Larry Holland, and Jesse Lepick. In the Building the Campaign for Liberty, each state will begin with a leadership delegation equal to one per congressional district, plus two at large, totaling 535, the number of congressional seats in the House and Senate. These 535 state leaders include state coordinators who helped with the Ron Paul campaign. State coordinators have been given the honor of choosing state leaders based upon their skills, abilities, and actions on the battlefield. These 535 leaders will attend a summit in Minneapolis on September the 1st to learn additional leadership skills, train for their successful roles going forward, and will ratify the Constitution of the Campaign for Liberty. Missouri's 11 leaders, including myself and several of the same district coordinators who supported you during the Ron Paul campaign. Their names will be announced soon, and I think you'll be very pleased with our representation. We were not provided with the best tools we needed during the Ron Paul campaign. Dr. Paul and his staff were absolutely and utterly shocked and awed by the size and the scope of the revolution, and Even with the required tools, we learned the hard way, created our own tools, educated ourselves, and have continued to grow this movement fast. The Campaign for Liberty will provide us the most current, accurate data so we can find, visit with, and keep in touch with our neighbors on an ongoing basis. We will be provided the tools necessary to methodically, continuously, and easily keep our eyes on the elected officials, seeing when they have violated their oaths of office, swiftly call them on it, let our neighbors know of this infraction, and build an evidence file to be used at election time. The tools are under development, and a culmination of supporter recommendations, best practices, lessons learned, and expertise. Some of the finest technological minds have come together to work on these tools to help us succeed. We'll take this break and we'll return right after the intermission.
listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Good. Right here on Become Vocal Local. And folks, I just want to let you know again that our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and your calls are welcome today. We've kind of got an open lines process going today where I've got material in front of me, but certainly we can dialogue on any of these topics. So please feel free to call in if you'd like today. Additionally, I would like to let you know that tomorrow, Amanda Teagarden of the OK-Safe Inc. is going to be on as our special guest, and we're going to go through a process that she shared with the audience at the National Conference, the Freedom 21 National Conference, and it's a very interesting PowerPoint that she presented that I think is exactly in point and on topic with what we discuss here on Become Vocal Local. It's all about the legislative process and how to interact successfully, as they have in Oklahoma, with that process. So be sure and tune in tomorrow and listen to the interview with Amanda Teagarden. She has a PowerPoint presentation. Of course, you won't be able to see the slides and graphics, but she will be able to present all of the written material to you in a way that you'll be able to understand. We had a nice visit on the telephone, and I'm really looking forward to that broadcast. So I invite you to come and tune in tomorrow and join us as we listen to Amanda Teagarden tell us about the legislative process and how we can energize and be part of it. And going back, I'll just close out with Deb Wells' email here and let you know that Deb Wells is the at-large leader and state coordinator for Campaign for Liberty here in Missouri. This process is happening all across the nation. So the idea of the local voting precinct group being the hub and the focus of our attention has not changed one iota from the Ron Paul campaign. Become Vocal Local supports that in every way possible, and we hope to expand and add to that too, putting our timber on the blaze, if you will, wherever and whenever we can, and providing an open door for people who have success stories or have needs that they want to get out on the air from the Campaign for Liberty group to do that. And so we look forward to that in the future. Hopefully that will come to pass, and soon we'll be seeing more from them. If you'd like to get in touch with her, there's a web, there's a email that you can simply go to deb, that's deb, dot wells, W-E-L-L-S, at campaignforliberty.com. So it's deb dot wells at campaignforliberty.com. And the Campaign for Liberty website is simply campaignforliberty.com. So there you go. That's what's happening on the Ron Paul scene today. And I thought you might enjoy that. Now, if you notice, in the body of Deb's text, she was talking about the Ron Paul people, the attack and the assault that they received from the Republican Party and the media, I might add, as we were well, very well aware. But this has shaken the tree, if you will. Some of the rotten fruit has fallen to the ground in the Republican Party. And I received an email from Jared Craighead. Jared Craighead, who is a writer for MoGOP, the MissouriGOP.org. He publishes a blog, if you will, on a regular basis. But I received this email from him. It goes like this. Listen carefully. Dear fellow Republican, we need your help! Exclamation point. We are in the process of building an extensive grassroots organization across the state to ensure that we elect Senator John McCain as our president, a Republican governor, Lieutenant Governor Kinder, Mike Gibbons for Attorney General, Brad Lager for State Treasurer, and Mitch Hubbard for Secretary of State. We also want to retain our strong majorities in the House and Senate. Our organization needs to be a bottom-up organization. We need every precinct in the entire state to organize and spread the message of our Republican successes. We need strong Republican leaders talking to their peers in their neighborhoods, and we'll make it worth your while. If you sign up today as a precinct leader, we'll immediately send you a John McCain bumper sticker, put you on the list for campaign insider briefings, plug you into local grassroots and organization building events. We cannot win this campaign without you! Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. Please sign up today by emailing and tell us that you will do whatever it takes to deliver Missouri for John McCain and all of the Republican candidates. We need your support, and we look forward to working with you during this critical election cycle. Thank you in advance for your hard work and dedication on behalf of all Republicans. Folks, the Missouri GOP is shaking and quaking. They have been upset. They had basically visitors in their house, and they saw the power of the Ron Paul revolution firsthand. And it appears to me, through this email and some of the others that I've received, that they're not only listening to this broadcast today, they're also visiting our websites. They're visiting the Ron Paul websites. There's probably insiders that have embedded in the Campaign for Liberty program. And they're basically doing everything that they possibly can to block the expansion of the Campaign for Liberty, the Ron Paul Revolution, and the Become Vocal Local drive to become active at the precinct level and take our counties, our cities, and our states back one precinct at a time. And so it becomes even more important as we understand what the other side is doing to counter and to move and to expand rapidly wherever you're hearing my voice today. Do not delay. We have a wide open door. We have an opportunity. Let's seize it. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
And we're back here on Become Vocal Local. And we have a caller. Let's go to our caller, Bill in Idaho. Bill, are you there with us?
Yes, sir. Bless you. Good for you. Excellent as usual, Sir William.
Thank you.
So encouraging. Your team grows by the nanosecond. I mean, it is just absolutely an answer to a prayer, how involved and activated the once waning Ron Paulians have become. Their inspiration and certainly an answer to a prayer yourself.
I think, Bill, that one of the things that a lot of the listeners that perhaps were not involved in the Ron Paul campaign are aware of now is that even though we all had tremendous respect and admiration for Dr. Paul, we knew that this was a different kind of a revolution and that it was going to be up to us to build the base that was necessary to retake our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government.
Indeed. The encouraging thing is that at a local level, people have been able to find their constitutional contractual voice. That knowledge alone exposes those that would wish to be king and or their fellow Nazi socialist travelers. It's absolutely amazing, considering that you're right in the belly of the beast there in Missouri. The Attorney General of the state of Missouri actively participated with old socialists and Nazis at a local level to trash the Constitution contractually, constitutionally, in the state of Missouri, and then that little Nazi went on to become the Attorney General of the United States.
And, of course, here we'd be talking about John Ashcroft, a black spot on Missouri's political landscape.
Well, I was hoping that you would, at the same time, while informing the black waterish spots that are all about them, that they would also be able to participate in a campaign of mitigation and preemption of that little Nazi, Mr. Jeremiah Nixon, presently positioning himself as the serpent would so very quietly and stealthily. And if they bite off on Jeremiah Nixon, it will be almost as deadly as John McCain.
Well, one of the things that has become increasingly clear to me here in Missouri, they talk about it as the Show Me State, but it's also known as a bellwether state. There's a lot of action that happens here. That happens first in the Midwest, certainly, perhaps in the nation. And many of the directions that we've taken since the W campaign began have come from our, so to speak, leadership here. So we have our work cut out for us. We have a state organization to take down and rebuild again from the bottom up. And the same is happening in Idaho, the same as in California, the same as in Texas, Arizona, and obviously from our email earlier, even in Tennessee. So we're growing, we're expanding. And Bill, right there in Idaho, how are things looking on the local level? Are you working with a group yet? Do you have somebody, a precinct group set up or a county group set up?
Honored and blessed. They're up and running like Mercedes.
Well, the thing to do there is to just continue to, you know how to get a hold of me at host@vocallocal.org. Keep me apprised of what's happening, and if there's any help that I can offer to you, I certainly will. And I surely thank you for your call today, Bill, and we'll look forward to updates in the future.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye for now. Well, folks, there you go. It's happening. It's happening all over the country. And I was totally energized by going to this Freedom 21 National Conference and talking with the people there, because some of them are names that you have heard and heard and heard on the radio, and many of them understood almost immediately when I started explaining the concept that energizes me, this concept of restoring our government one precinct at a time. There is so much power at the local committee man and committee woman level, and we'll talk about that with Amanda Teagarden tomorrow. But there's so much power there that I've known about for years, and I'm just absolutely thrilled that it's actually starting to happen now. I wish it had happened earlier. Let me just share with you, just to put a little bit of a stamp on this message so that you understand that this is not new to me. I published a newsletter, a monthly newsletter, back in 2003. The title or the banner, the headline of it, is the Star Hollow Sentinel. I was living down in a little holler here in Missouri known as Star Holler. And so the Star Hollow Sentinel, of course, was my newsletter. And this was from Volume 1, the issue number 2, and it was published in June 2003. It says, "Now is the time to build the party." Headline, "Precinct Group's Path to Success. Mighty things from small beginnings grow. No more sure program will return control to the people than building a local precinct group right in their own neighborhood." By Will Roberts. The above quotation from John Dryden, 1631 to 1700, fittingly establishes both the size and importance of the precinct level group. As the smallest unit of our political organization, the precinct is the foundation and its precinct captain the cornerstone. To succeed in building a solid, long-lasting, responsive, and effective party, our primary thrust must be aimed at restoring self-governance. For many, political awakening follows some action taken by government that directly and adversely impacts their lives. Though it manifests in infinite ways, awakening generally occurs following a "what the blank is this?" experience. Perceived rights, abused, denied, or lost, set in process, or set in motion the individual's discovery process. And this is what we heard from Carol's email today, which prompted me to take out this back issue here and read it and share it with you today. This may be a law, proposed or existing, that impacts the use of their property, the conduct of their business, or family matters. In the worst case, loss of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, the awakening comes too late for most. For some, it comes not at all. The individual scurries into action and tries to defend his interests by acquiring copies of laws and texts and by writing letters of inquiry and protest. But alas, too little, too late. And by himself, the ponderous weight of the government behemoth grinds him into submission. His experience reaffirms the adage, you can't fight City Hall. With a firmly established precinct group, this experience would be considerably different. In much the same way that a local church serves its community's spiritual needs, the local precinct group provides the springboard for political concerns. The precinct captain functions in much the same manner as a pastor. The precinct group exists, in effect, as a political family that builds faith in the political process through meeting, training, outreach, publications, and community service. Its fundraising activities also parallel the small church, deriving much of its funds from donation and capital-raising projects. Both the individual and the community benefit as the precinct group matures. Research material assembled in a central library, individuals with specialized knowledge and training in political and legal affairs, working committees and funding availability to assist the membership, communications, networking, and publicity programs are just a few of the benefits gained by forming the precinct group. No longer will Mr. or Mrs. Missouri wander as lost sheep, ravaged by the vagaries of local, county, state, and federal agencies. Indeed, they will find themselves, they will become qualified to assume leadership positions and may receive the full support required to effect their appointment or election to public office. We have strayed far from the path intended by our founding fathers. The experiment in self-government decayed when it became the vehicle for self-interest. Our selfish behavior has rent the union. Without regard for previous affiliation, Republicans, Democrats, Greens, and those who have lost their political faith can unite in the America First Party of Missouri, of which at that time I was the state chairman. I believe I may still be. Begin today by building a precinct group right in your county. United, we can truly restore faith, freedom, and the Constitution. And again, I wrote that back in June of 2003. I had just become the state chairman for the newly formed America First Party, which replaced the Reform Party here in the state of Missouri. Now then, I want to go back again to this book that we've been talking about, this Thrust for Freedom. And also, once again, the lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. We're testing out the new sound system today on Skype, and I hope it comes to get to you very clear and professional. It's certainly been a lot of work getting to this point, but hopefully today we're on and we're doing just right. Let's go back to this book, Thrust for Freedom, by Andrew J. Galambos. Very, very interesting book, and I still haven't heard back from the publisher to find out whether or not we can get a special edition printed. They are out of print right now. I have a copy. I would like to have others printed, and I'll certainly pay the cost to get them printed so that you can get a copy for your library and share it with the members in your precinct group. Now, here we go again. This is Chapter 1 on property. Property. This was originally published in 1963 as Thrust for Freedom number 2. Apparently it was a newsletter or something. Here's the definition. What is property? Most people think of property in terms of material possessions. Because of this, many have successfully denounced the morality of the pursuit of material well-being and claimed it produces conflicts with human rights. The above is a restricted and erroneous point of view on property. A more satisfying and total concept arises from the following definition. Property is individual man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. Property is the basis of ownership, because to own means to have and hold property. From the definition of property, it follows that man must first own his own life before he can own anything else. Life itself is defined as primordial property. No one may own any man but himself. Thus, property excludes slavery at the outset. The first derivatives of man's life are his thoughts and ideas. Thoughts and ideas are defined as primary property. From this definition, man owns primary property, and through this ownership, intellectual freedom arises and inspires knowledge and production. From primary property, ideas, stem actions. Ownership of one's own actions, clearly a property right, is commonly called liberty. Liberty, then, as well as life itself, is a property right. Since all so-called human rights depend upon man's liberty, it follows that all human rights are property rights, and there can be no conflict. Ideas and actions produce further or secondary derivatives. These include access to and the use of land, and the production, utilization, enjoyment, and disposal of material, tangible goods of all kinds, from ashtrays to television sets, from log cabins to skyscrapers, from ox carts to jet planes. These are called secondary property. They are secondary both logically and chronologically. In all instances, their existence is antedated by primary property, which led to their generation and employment. Further derivatives of man's life lead to voluntary transactions involving property transfers, sales, trades, gifts, etc. Involuntary property transfers are derivative, not from the property owner's life, but from the life of the coercer. Therefore, property ceases to remain property and is converted to plunder when subjected to involuntary coercive transfer. Children, being young human beings, have property rights of their own and cannot themselves be owned. Children are not property. Your ownership of property is the basis of all you are, all you have, and all you can hope to achieve. Therefore, protect your property as though your life depended on it, for it does. Now then, that's again from Thrust for Freedom by Andrew J. Columbus. And we'll look into this more and more, and perhaps even a little bit more today. But I want to let you know that here in Missouri, I'm affiliated with an organization known as the Ozark Property Rights Congress, particularly the Far Southwest chapter. But the Ozark Property Rights Congress is going to be having their annual meeting this weekend in Kabul, Missouri. Yes, there is a place called Kabul, but the peculiar names in this state. But you can look it up on the map. And if you're anywhere in Missouri, you can go to the Ozark Property Rights Congress annual convention in Kabul, Missouri. And tomorrow I'll give you the website and the other information that I don't have in front of me so that you can contact them and find out whether it'll be in the theater as it was last year or in another location. And I can tell you one thing. There are a whole gob and a bunch of people in Missouri that travel to these conferences. We have a lot of people that are absolutely dedicated to preserving and to protecting our property rights, just as we shared here from Mr. Columbus. We understand that property begins with me, and then it goes out from my ideas and my thoughts into all of the things that I touch during the course of my life, and that my children enjoy those same rights. And if you recall, once again, and I'll just turn to that quickly and give you his idea of freedom. Here's freedom. Who stands for freedom? This is chapter 2. Freedom is the societal condition that exists when every individual has full 100% control over his own property. There are those that are working, and we talked about it yesterday in Mr. Hillman's book. There are those people out there that are actively working to destroy this out of the minds and memories and lives of the people of this country. And as far as I'm concerned, they are the enemy. They are the enemy, and they're to be targeted, and they're being taken down out of positions of power, out of centers of influence, bankrupted if necessary, impoverished, shamed, and perhaps put on trial, and if necessary, have the opportunity to dance on the Palace of Justice from a good Canadian hemp rope. Too bad we can't have Canadian-made industrial hemp rope manufactured here, but that seems to be the case. To get a good rope, you almost have to go to Canada. But surely, we have a lot of Swedes and Norwegians that could build the Palace of Justice out of Missouri oak, perhaps hand-hewn. Now, one more thing, just kind of like program information. Remember that there's a website. It's freedomadvocates.org, www.freedomadvocates.org. And there's a lot of material there that you can view, download, or purchase, and many useful tools that will be helpful building your local precinct groups and teaching your local elected and appointed officials the very information that was so helpful when Carol from Tennessee started to get their local officials informed. We'll be right back for the closing segment. Stay with us.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Back here on Become Local Local as we go into the last segment of for today's broadcast. And I remind you of another website that I'm affiliated with, and that's the OzarksVoter.info. That's O-Z-A-R-K-S, OzarksVoter.info. And on that website, you'll be able to see quite a bit of material that we've put together here in the far southwest chapter of the Ozark Property Rights Congress, and get a little bit of an idea of what how our outreach is organized and how effective we've been on some issues. Also, you'll be able to find some writing that I've done there that go back to and address the issue of hazard mitigation planning, of which the International Property Maintenance Code, which was mentioned here as their first big victory for Carroll in Tennessee. If you'll go back and look at that and read that article on OzarkVoter.info, it will let you know that this is the implementation strategy coming through FEMA, their International Code Council, and your local elected officials to bring forward the ICC codes, the International Code Council's codes, of which the International Property Maintenance Code is but one. And if you'll read that write-up that I have there on OzarksVoter.info, you'll see some strategies. You'll see some things that you can use right where you are to become vocal local and perhaps make a dramatic impact with your county commission and with your city council and your mayor or your city manager so that they, too, will drop the International Property Maintenance Code like a dirty T-shirt. Now, if you want to get information directly from the horse's mouth, so to speak, which is something that I advocate, go to ICCSAFE, that's ICCSAFE, S-A-F-E, .org. That's the International Code Council's website. And on there, search around, root around until you find the International Property Maintenance Code, latest edition, and order a copy for yourself. It's very inexpensive. It's like $10 or $15. You might even be able to find a PDF download. I'm not certain. I haven't been back to that site in some time. But we did get a copy of the International Property Maintenance Code, the booklet. It's an 8.5 by 11 booklet. And that is exactly what the county commissioners are presented. And the first page in that booklet is the tear-out page where they can, it's a sample ordinance. And all they have to do is to fill in the name of their corporation, the county of McDonald, the county of Barry, the county of Dade, or whatever. They fill that in. And then they go down and it says, oh, you know, hereby we resolve and do adopt and so on and so forth. And then they have to sign it and notarize it or do whatever. The county clerk witnesses it. Bingo, it's done. And so apparently in Tennessee, where Carroll resides, this happened. And yet no one bothered to read the rest of the story. And as soon as they did sit down and begin to read it, they looked at each other and said not just no, but absolutely not, and they rejected it. And that's what needs to happen. I wouldn't go so far as to call them all Nazis. Certainly there are a lot of socialists, there are a lot of communists, there are a lot of positivists, and there are a lot of very ignorant people. And tomorrow when we have Amanda Teagarden join us on air, we're going to find out that we want to go in carefully because there's just a whole bunch of people that have been elected to serve and are serving in office who do so in ignorance. And once they see the light, they can be our allies. We don't have to burn all the bridges. Some of them are not bad folk. I've met a few that are pretty good. And once they started to come around, they can work for us. Now then, it's time for me to say that you've been listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Become vocal local. Take action right where you are today. My name is William Roberts. Thank you for listening. And until the next time, good afternoon.